I wonder how the peace talks are making out in Paris. We hear out here occasionally that things are not going too good, and we hear that sometimes they sound like they're going all right. But I think we're just on another goose chase with the any kind of talks if we expect to do anything constructive by talking peace talks. I think that if we're going to get anything done in the manner which we're accustomed to, we've got to use a little force. Of course, we're right in the middle of a sort of a dilemma now, since they're waiting on the new president to do whatever he wants to do, and the old president don't want to do too much since he's already on the way out, and there's nothing he can do to enhance the Democratic program right now since he's already lost the race. Anything he does will be claimed victory by the Republicans, so they don't really want to do much. It's a heck of a note when our people get get caught in this sort of a dilemma. But I guess we're not the only government that has the problems, since it seems to happen wherever governments are. Even in Vietnam, the Vietnamese are having problems, I understand. The only people that don't have any problems is guys like me that have a pretty wife back home that they're about to come home and see, and all we have to do is wait and let time take care of things and get us home. And I'm sure that that's the same way you feel about things. There won't be any problems at all, because all you've got to do is wait till old Carly gets there, and it every day that goes by makes it one day closer for him to start on his homeward journey. The fact that I can get home in one day is the most amazing thing to me, when I think that one day about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll get on a plane here, and that night I'll be in Saigon, and the next day I'll be catching the plane about 11 o'clock out of Saigon, and I'll be at home at 11 o'clock that night on the same day. And I'll have gone through Manila and Guam and Honolulu and San Francisco. Most amazing. Wonderful age we live in. I'm glad I got a lot more time to spend in it, because there's going to be a lot of action go on between now and the time I go up and ask St. Peter to let me in. We've sure got a lot to look forward to, and I'm looking forward to her. And I guess I could sing that old song about having living and loving you all my life. And as we get older, love gets a little stronger, so I could sing when your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will always call you sweetheart. That will always be your name. In a garden filled with roses, down that moonlit trail. want to hear this old boy singing. And if you don't, you can always turn the knob, eh? Well, you can see that I'm just looking around here for something to keep you amused while I let you know that the time is getting shorter. I'm not counting the days, but it's 24 days, and that's only not very long, 3 weeks, eh? 3 weeks, not very long. So I want you to get my side of the bed all fixed up. I want you to fluff up my pillow. I want you to kind of reach over there now and then and feel that side and let there be some warmth in there so I can feel my baby when I get there. And I want you to have them old slippers so that they fit me nice and warm. And I can slip into them and out of them. Of course, I don't need them. I guess that rug's on the floor. I can go barefoot. And the nice heat that comes out of the furnace, that'll be pretty good. And I'll be cozy and warm, and I'll probably have my little dog there to warm up my feet anytime I want to let her. And I'll have a nice little body next to me to warm up my back and my front. So just get things lined up. I ain't gonna bake you no pies or nothing. I might try a hand at baking something. You don't know if I'm working out here without any material. I haven't any pie dishes, any pie pans, any deep dishes. I think I'll order some and have them send in some of those bacon dishes. A round bacon dish, a deep dish, a pie dish. Some of that stuff that you cook casseroles in. Things like that. But every time I make something out of this, I keep thinking of all that lard I put in that flour. Boy, that's really... Ooh-wee, there ought to be some way that you could cook without having to use all that fattening stuff. It seems a shame that all that fattening stuff has to be used when it's so good, things are so good to eat. I bought some more fruit the other day, some canned apples and some canned blackberries, to make another fruit pie. I guess I better make one of these days, probably next weekend. I just been looking around this room and I got so many things to do, I better get on the stick. I've got a lot of stuff to send home. I've got another one of those guns. And I've got a kind of a goofy looking plaque I wrote you about. And I've got a Spanish knife and fork. And I got, the guy gave me a whole flock of incense. It's made up in one of the mountains camps. It smells like cinnamon, made out of cinnamon bark, and it has a good smell to it. It's supposed to burn it like punk. Well, I burnt one the other day, and it smells just like straw burning, and it don't smell any good. The only thing that smells good is the when it's in the raw, like it is without being burnt. So I thought I'd send that home. I've got this stuff to pack. It's hard to get one of these bow and arrows packed because the damn bow's so long, but I've got to find a box to put that stuff in. And I guess the quicker I do it, the better. But I've got to get her started pretty soon. Then I've got a lot of stuff around here that I've got to clean up. I've been ordering some things out of the catalog for the maids and the kids here for Christmas. And the maid saw me ordering and she came looking through the catalog and she wants me to order some clothes for her kids. The little kids, they're only the refugee girl's 9 and the other, her daughter is about 7 or 8, and then a little boy is about 5. She wants some clothes for him, so I guess these little dresses cost about $9-$10. So I guess I'll order some stuff for her, although I've already ordered some and some toys for the kids and a doll and some things like that. Tonight we had a Vietnamese dinner with some fish cooked kind of raw, baked. We had rice and something like chow mein, the vegetables, and I've been trying to save my, cut down on chow, and that's a good way to go. I don't get too full with that stuff, because I don't like it too well, the way it's cooked, kind of raw stuff, but I eat her. And we were so late getting dinner that I wasn't able to get my Vietnamese lesson. I've got a young fella comes up and we study Vietnamese for an hour every night from 7:30 to 8:30. Whenever I can get away, it seems like I can't get through dinner anymore. It's getting later and later. And we're supposed to start, he and I, at 7:30, but tonight we started dinner at 7:30, so I had to ask him if we couldn't pass tonight and meet again tomorrow night. I guess I'll just keep plugging away at this Vietnamese, keep studying the book a little bit till I get the first 15 lessons under my belt. But I don't really give it enough effort. I should be studying 8 hours a day at it. If I could study Vietnamese as much as I study about my love for you, I'd learn it real good, because I sure have thought a lot about you lately and about being with you. And about staying with you. I think if they'd give me the opportunity to go to language school for a year, I might be tempted to talk about shipping over. But I guess that'll come when it's supposed to. I don't seem to be doing much on it right now, but studying this little bit every hour. Anyway, the idea of going away without you with me anymore doesn't appeal to me. I think even I'd like to be a real jazzy speaker in Vietnam, but I'd also like to share whatever honors comes my way with my wife, and I think that's what we're meant to do now at this age. I miss you more and more every day, and although I felt at times like it was easy, it's not too easy to be away from you. So I hope to be with you soon, baby, and keep your chin up, and don't forget that I love you very much, and I'm looking forward to coming home. Tell all the folks I said howdy, pat my little dog, and keep her out in the woods as much as possible. And who knows, maybe she'll lose weight. She'll lose weight if you don't feed her too much, I guess, like the rest of us. It's only what you put in your mouth that makes you fat. It's only what comes out of your mouth that gets you in trouble, I guess. Maybe that's a saying, maybe it isn't. Maybe that's some sense. Anyway, I certainly do love you, and I think a lot of you, and I think of you constantly. So you take good care of yourself. Don't get involved. Goodbye. I love you very much.